Any day now, Donald Trump will announce his Republican running mate. We can guess at some of the names that are on his short list because they've been campaigning with Trump. Indiana Governor Mike Pence is the latest vice presidential hopeful to hit the trail with Donald Trump. NPR's Sarah McCammon is in Westfield, Indiana, where the two are campaigning this evening. And Sarah, what is Trump having Mike Pence do today?
Well, Robert, the two of them are attending a fundraiser and a rally in the Indianapolis area. So this is very clearly a tryout. Pence is said to be on the shortlist for VP. His name comes up a lot in conversations with campaign advisors and Trump supporters and party officials. Trump already campaigned with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie this week. He was, of course, the first primary rival to endorse Trump and has also campaigned with former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and Tennessee Senator Bob Corker. Corker did take his name out of the running. But this feels a lot like a reality show that'll end with Trump telling one contestant, you're hired.
Have all the finalists had their audition, or is there anyone yet who hasn't done so?
Well, we're hearing that there's going to be a decision by the end of the week. No more public appearances are scheduled. So before the weekend, we're told, we should know. But it's Donald Trump. Yeah. He could surprise us. And, you know, he has until Monday when the Republican convention starts traditionally to name a VP pick.
Well, tell us Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah. He had been talking about waiting until the convention and revealing his choice then, but it seems like he's shied away from that a bit, and campaign sources are telling me he's very close. There was word he spent this past weekend huddling with his family, and as you know, Robert, Trump's older children have become important surrogates and advisors, but really, it's still anybody's guess who Trump will end up going with.
Okay, well, let's talk about the man he's been campaigning with today, Mike Pence. What about his background would make him attractive to Trump as a running mate?
So Pence is popular with social conservatives, a group that has worried about Trump a little bit and a constituency that Trump needs to shore up. Pence has executive experience as a governor. He's a former member of Congress. Those are things Trump has said he wants to bring to the ticket, experience. And at the same time, there are some liabilities with Mike Pence. There was a lot of controversy earlier this year over abortion restrictions that he supported that were passed in the state. Also, a religious liberty law he supported in Indiana last year that gave protections to businesses that want to deny services for same-sex weddings. After that controversy, in which Pence was opposed by some big businesses, his approval ratings sank here. Some concerns, some potential liabilities. Pence also has to think about a deadline that's coming up of his own this week. He is up for re-election as Indiana's governor. And, under Indiana state law, he can't run for both governor and vice president at the same time. So Pence has until Friday to withdraw his name from the gubernatorial ballot. And conveniently, Robert, we expect Trump to make his VP decision by Friday.
Well, a presidential candidate and his vice presidential running mate, a president and his vice president, for that matter, have to get along. Do we know anything about the personal relationship between Trump and Pence?
You know, it doesn't appear to be as close as Newt Gingrich or Chris Christie's relationships with Trump. Trump has spent, more time with them, campaigned with Christie several times. And we do know, though, that Trump spent time over the 4th of July weekend with Pence and his wife. Trump said he was very impressed with that meeting, though Pence has stayed, mostly mum, as candidates typically do at this stage of the game. So tonight really feels like an audition, and depending on how things go, could determine whether Pence is on the short list.
Okay, we'll find out soon enough. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Sarah McCammon in Westfield, Indiana, where Donald Trump is campaigning with Indiana Governor Mike Pence.